Hello, and welcome back to the Alboost podcast. Welcome to all my newbies. My name is Alison Sawajka, and I'm the vibrant hostess of this beautiful podcast. Alrighty, so today's podcast is going to be about the burn book, but before I get into the burn book, I just wanted to explain something that I forgot to explain last week, right? If you look at the podcast art, that's a tongue twister in my head. Like, I don't know if you do that as well. Like, there's a tongue twister in your head, but then when you say it, it comes out right and you're kind of surprised. That's just what happened to me. Okay, so when you look at the podcast art, I can't say it the same way every time. But anyway, that when you look at that, the picture, right? It says the Alboost podcast and then it says Unleashed. Now, Unleashed is what I want to explain. Unleashed is the name of the season. Season one is called Unleashed. So basically, I got the idea of this podcast last year, the beginning of last year, and I was so excited about it. And I put out some content on Instagram, made an Instagram page, made a Facebook page, registered with Spreaker to be my host and distributor and all of these fun things. I even recorded my first episode, sent it to a cool friend of mine, shout out at Blau, to edit it, and he did an amazing job. But I was just scared. I was scared of being judged. And I mean, just because I put it out a year later doesn't mean that I am immune to judgment. But I don't know. I've been unleashed now from the shell that I was in. And that actually kind of goes with what we're going to talk about today. Huh? It actually kind of goes, the Lord has a way of putting things together so that it makes sense, you know. Anyway, so I've been unleashed from my insecurities, from my feelings of inadequacies and all of these, from questioning myself and second guessing myself. I've been unleashed, and that's why the season is called Unleashed. It is also called Unleashed because one of the main reasons why I wanted to have this podcast to begin with was I wanted to share the revelations I was getting from God about his word to somebody. And I had a conversation with God about it, and I was like, you know, I just want to tell someone else what I'm experiencing in this walk with Christ, you know. And he says, oh, you can make a podcast about it and call it Unleashed. Well, the first season anyway, because there's also going to be unleashing of the word of God. But, you know, it's not going to be like a sermon or anything like that. It's most probably going to be Gwan's slang in Zimbabwe for stories. It's most probably going to be stories and then a lesson that comes out of that story, hopefully, or maybe it's just for fun. I don't know. But I'm also going to be sharing the word of God here and unleashing the gospel to the masses because, hey, that's what we do here. But that's why it's called Unleashed. Please forgive my counter. This is my first time doing a podcast and this is only my second episode. So yeah, be kind. I'm going to improve on it, I hope. Yeah, so yeah, let's get into the burn book. Hey, where do I begin this story? Okay, so I did my high school in Zimbabwe, and when I was in Form 2, this is like when you're 14, 15. Yeah, I went to an all-girls school. So I went to an all-girls school and we were just vibing. I was in Form 2, 14, 15 years old, very dumb, but thinking that you're the smartest person on the planet. And then I was still a day scholar and all of that. And there was this group of mean girls. Hey, I'm gonna call them mean girls. And which is quite strange though, because they were mean then, but like one of them is like one of my closest friends at the moment, you know. Life is funny. So there was a group of mean girls. They made a burn book. So if you don't know what a burn book is, I'm going to try explain it the way I understand it. You know this movie, Mean Girls? So there was a group of mean girls in Mean Girls, and they made this book that they would write things about other people in it, right? People they don't like or people who've wronged them. And then they'd put these really nasty things in this burn book about those people. and then put really cool things about themselves as well, you know, in a burn book. So that's basically what a burn book is. So this group of mean girls at an old girls' school decided to make a burn book of their own. And there was all sorts of things in this burn book. The list of the ugliest girls in the form, the list of the girl with the biggest bum, you know, booty matters. The list of the prettiest girls in the form, the list of the girl with the biggest nose. I remember something quite bizarre. There was this one slot, the girl who's most likely to be pregnant by 16 or something like this. Ah, it was wild. It was wild. It was wild. I don't even remember the story of how this book was found, honestly, because these girls were keeping this book to themselves, right? I don't remember how or who found this book, but they found it and it circulated, and, you know, people were seeing all the entries that they had been put under, the titles that they'd been put under and stuff like this. And your girl was put under the list of the ugliest girls in the form. My guy. My guy. You know what? Let me tell you something. This is the part where I vent, right? This is the part where I vent. It's one thing for a boy to call you ugly because you can just say, oh no, he's bitter because I didn't give him this. I didn't give him that or all of this. But when a girl calls you ugly at that age, you know, at that age, all this, you know, women are always putting each other down and all of these other things don't matter yet. So like, or at least they don't appear in your head the way that they appear in your head now. Like, you don't process it the same way, basically. That's what I'm trying to say, right? And when a girl calls you ugly, they ain't trying to sleep with you. They ain't trying to kiss you or anything like this. They just think you're outright ugly. Oh, my God. It hits a little different when a boy calls you ugly and when a girl calls you ugly. So I was under the list of the ugliest girls in the form. And to be fair, like, almost my entire class was in it as well, but that didn't matter. The fact that my name made its way onto that list was enough. And sad kind of turn of events anyway happened after that. I kind of became a little mini depressed and a little kind of suicidal and stuff like this, because my boyfriend, I don't know if my mom's ever going to listen to this, but yeah, mom, I had a boyfriend when I was 15. She probably knew. Does anyone else's mom, as I digress, does anyone else's mom have superpowers? Like, they can just tell when you have a boyfriend. Even, like, you will work hard. Ah, you will work. You will break your back, in fact, in order for her not to know. And she will still know. And I don't know how that happens, but it happens. Anyway, so my first boyfriend also cheated on me. And I'm gonna say this, but like, yeah, I hope I don't get into trouble, because right, he cheated on me with a girl. Then I used to think I had all the swagger and all the, you know, all of that, all the fire and the flames. He cheated on me with a girl who I didn't think was in my league. Okay, however you're going to take it, but like, this is what I thought. I was young and dumb, remember? Anyway, so he cheated on me with this other girl. And then right around about the time that I found out that he cheated on me with the girl who went to my school as well, but she was a bit older than me. She was a senior. When I found out that he cheated, around about the same time I found out he cheated on me, is the same time that this burn book came out. My guy. My guy. So you can imagine, I'm having all of these raging teenage hormones. My relationship with God then was almost non-existent. My schoolmates just called me ugly. In fact, the ugliest in the form among other girls, to be fair, but I was there. Anyway, that's the point, right? and a lot of other things that were happening at the time that just put me down. Hey, my guy. And I spent a lot of time thinking that I'm ugly and like, no, I must be ugly. Not just ugly. Like, I must be ugly, ugly. Because if other girls be calling you ugly, baby, you gotta check yourself, right? And so I became kind of suicidal. I remember last year sometime, I was 20-something, and I checked out my Facebook, right? And I was scrolling down my feed from years ago, and I saw this entry I had posted. And I posted, can someone tell me the fastest way to kill yourself? Hey! And the responses were wild. I remember one comment that said, go and sleep with the sugar daddy and get AIDS and then die. Woo! My guy, you know, teenagers aren't the nicest people on the planet, to be honest. And all sorts of other things that people were saying, you know. And I guess people at the time probably thought I was looking for attention, but I was going through something at the time. I took that off my Facebook, because that's not the energy I resonate with anymore. I'm testifying of the glory of Jesus. Anyway, saving me from all of that, right? So this is what happened. That's the story about the burn book. And so as time went by, it didn't help that I couldn't really get a boyfriend in high school. I don't know if I can call it that. Like, I would get boyfriends, but I wouldn't treat them right. Because also, I didn't understand, why are you dating me? I'm not that pretty anyway. And when I did get one that I liked, he'd either end up falling for a friend of mine or, like, somebody else. Or, you know, word on the block is your crush kissed somebody else. Or, like, all of that would happen. So, like, boys weren't really my thing like that, you know. So that didn't make matters better anyway. So after high school anyway, I took a partial gap year. Is that what they call it? When you don't go to school between January and August and, you know, that period. I was working and I had a boyfriend finally. And that's a story. That boyfriend is a story for another day. I might need to ask him for permission to say some of these things, you know, defamation of character and all of that. I don't want to be sued. So yeah, anyway, oops. So I kind of, my relationship with God started getting better, and I started finding security in that, you know, finding out that, you know, God's given me all these gifts, and all these things and all of that. And I started finding security in God, and I'm telling you, I had the biggest glow up of my life, not spiritually only, but physically as well. So then I came to uni and I was a different person. I think I'm going to post a before and after picture, or like a 10-year challenge or something like this, so that I can explain to you, like, so you can understand where I am now and where I was before. Yeah, so I'm grateful to Jesus for the glow up, because then I was ugly. Like, I was ugly, ugly. I was telling a friend of mine earlier on, to say, I was ugly and you were there, do you know? And he laughed. He didn't even deny it. I hope you're listening to this. Anyway, so, but now I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful pro max because I've got the glow of the Holy Spirit. So what was the whole purpose of me telling you the story? Insecurities. Sometimes our insecurities are from things that have happened to us. I got bullied. I was called ugly. I was called a lot of things in high school. But we need to be unleashed from those things. We need to be unleashed from those things. And the only person I know who can unleash you effectively from those things is Jesus. And trust me, I looked for things to fill in that void. I became a partial alcoholic. Yeah, that's a story for another day. My alcoholism story. Hey, I actually have an interesting life. So I resorted to alcohol at some point in time. I was trying all sorts of drugs and things like this. Let me not say all sorts of drugs, because I actually didn't try all sorts of drugs. I just tried weed. That's just one drug. But I tried weed in all forms because I was just looking for something that was going to make me fit in better and something that was going to make me brave enough to unapologetically be myself so that I can be accepted for that person. But the minute that I started taking my relationship with God seriously, all of that kind of faded, and all of that needing validation and needing approval from people kind of ended. Though a remnant of it was still there when I decided initially to release the podcast, hence the delay, my relationship with God has since, like, what's the word for it? Exploded, you know, and gotten better and better and better. And that's why I'm confident enough now to let out my true self and not be worried about what somebody's going to say, right? Or what whoever's opinion is, because the ultimate opinion that matters in my life is the opinion that God has of me. And that opinion is so strong that he sent his only son, his only son. Let me tell you something. If I have an only son, I don't think I'm gonna sacrifice him. So, like, yeah, he sent his only son to die for me on the cross. And that's the opinion, opportunity. Where's opportunity coming from, Al? Opinion, pardon me. That's the only opinion that matters to me. And I suggest that be the only opinion that matters to you too, because people are nasty, because people will always have opinions, and people will always have different opinions, but there's one person whose opinion is always constant, and he says that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and he says that he's created you fearfully and beautifully and wonderfully. And he says that you're a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a holy nation. He says that you're co-heirs with his son. He says that you share the throne with his one and only begotten son. So that's quite an opinion, if you ask me. That's quite the opinion, if you ask me. The word of God says, come on, Pastor. The word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, that cast your burdens upon the Lord, for he careth for you, baby. Careth. Come on with the King James Version. He careth for you. He actually does care. And you just come as you are. I think that a lot of people are of the opinion that you need to fix yourself and become holy and what. And, you know, you need to fix yourself before you come before the Lord. He wants you to come as you are, right? He wants you to come as imperfect as you think that you are. So the more imperfect, the better, actually. He wants to love you just the way you are, not because of who you've become so that people can accept you, not because you've decided to wear long skirts to church somebody, but just because you want to talk to him, and just because he cares about you. He actually cares about you, the real you, not the you that you pretend to be, the real, real you. He careth, baby. He careth for you. So yeah, I suggest, no matter what point you are, no matter what point you are in your relationship with Jesus, just go and say, Jesus, I'm here. And so this, and just start talking to him, and the Holy Spirit will respond, and the Holy Spirit will minister to you. Jesus himself will speak to you. Jesus and the Holy Spirit, one and the same thing. And he will talk to you, and he will listen. He's the best listener, baby. Ain't no bae like the Holy Bae, like the Holy Spirit, who can listen to you for hours and hours and hours, just because he cares, not because you're paying him anything, just because he actually cares, right? So, and I don't mean this thing, okay? I'm gonna share one last thing. I've been talking for so long. One last thing. I do this thing where I talk to God. I don't necessarily pray. Well, I do pray, but not all the time. I talk to God more than I pray, actually, because the word of God tells us that the Holy Spirit, who is God himself, right? The Holy Spirit is our friend, and he's been sent to be our friend. So I'm going to chat with my friend. You know what I mean? You don't have to look at God as this big, abstract guy with a white beard, you know, all the time. He's your friend. If there's anybody who understands you more than you understand yourself, it's not Baby Boo on the phone. It's God. So feel free. Just go and talk to him, no matter where you are, no matter how low you think you are, no matter how high you think you are in your life at the moment. Just go and try to do this Jesus thing, right? I mean, pray. Okay, right. Thank you so much for listening to the Alboost podcast. And thank you for listening to the last episode. And oh my goodness, you guys, the support and the feedback was so overwhelming. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to everybody who messaged me. Thank you to everybody who gave me feedback. Thank you for all the support, the likes, the reposts, the Instagram what's, the Facebook what's, and all of that. And I am very pleased to let you know that the Alboost podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, on Radio Public, on Anchor FM, on Spotify, and on Pocket Cast. So you can listen to it from wherever you're most comfortable. And wherever you listen, don't forget to like, to comment, to subscribe, to follow, or to favorite, or whatever it is that you do wherever you listen, right? Just do something, tap somewhere, right? Yeah. So may God bless you, and may God increase you, and yeah.